horizons continue to expand as the universe evolves to serve us. For years, the university has fulfilled a massive international role. But today, steps are now underway to further expand your international outlook.
I'm Stephen Lake, U.S. Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. International cooperation and exchanges are not anything new at UAF. What is new is the appointment of a director of international programs. The new director, Dr. Basil Hedrick, also head of the University of Alaska Museum, is charged to coordinate various programs and actively expand into certain appropriate international areas.
What we are about is to increase, to bulwark, to strengthen the international ties institutionally with certain nations around the world, particularly in the Pacific Rim countries and in Scandinavia. For example, we have preliminarily decided that UAF will continue its relationships primarily with the nations of Korea, Japan, and Taiwan in the Pacific Rim countries, while simultaneously not indicating that those scholars and other individuals who have working relationships in People's Republics of China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, and other nations of the Pacific Rim must stop. They do not have to. They will continue their programs. In Scandinavia, we intend to have scholarly exchange and particularly student exchange, most likely in Sweden and in Denmark.
The new intensification of effort on the university's international role is envisioned to be far more than just a few student or faculty exchanges.
We are looking into the possibility of technical assistance contracting with the federal government, with international funding bodies such as the World Bank, and with, in fact, the national governments of various of the nations I just mentioned. So this is a new thrust and intensification, if you will, of the international effort on the part of UAF.
Hedrick expects much of the interest from foreign nations, particularly those of the Pacific Rim, to be in the technical areas. These areas, engineering, fisheries, mining, and forestry, to name a few, are the strengths of the Fairbanks campus.
UAF, with its research and academic capabilities both, being at the hub of all of this, is the natural academic entity, the unit in the state, to be able to take these programs and these services to the nations that want them. We have the expertise available to us, we have the capabilities, and we have the knowledge, and may I say, the languages that are required to be able to do this.
Meeting an international objective for the University of Alaska Fairbanks offers many beneficial opportunities to Alaskans and Alaskan students. Economically, it will facilitate trade and demand for the 49th state's products. Through exchanges, far more Alaskan students will have the chance to study abroad. This will also mean a change in the composition of the Fairbanks campus enrollment.
The Chancellor O'Rourke has indicated that he is quite willing to see the international student body grow to approximately 5% of the total enrollment at UAF. This is the first commitment that has to be made. That is, that the administration is willing to have students from other nations come here. Given the fact that we are in a position to offer courses that most students abroad want, particularly in the engineering area, and once we can do our public relations and our publicity work pertaining to what Alaska is really like, not what some of the students may think it is like, I'm referring to weather, living conditions, costs, etc., then I think that there is every probability that there will be a quantum leap in enrollment from other nations once we are able to get things in place here.
Technical and economic considerations are always important in developing international programs. But Hedrick, during his years of directing similar programs at Southern Illinois University, personally observed another aspect of international education that he feels is extremely important.
There is, again, an intangible something that is very difficult always to describe in simple words, and that is the people-to-people relationships that inevitably come forth. I point to the various programs which already exist at UAF, at the museum, in the various research institutes, conferences and institutes, in many of our entities where we already have groups growing abroad and people coming here. We have Russian scientists regularly come to this campus. We have Chinese scholars from People's Republic come here. We have people from all over the world. I've noted that inevitably when our scientists and our teachers get together with the scientists and teachers from those nations, that it is communication in its best possible form. It is that type of communication, that type of understanding, that will ultimately, if anything can, lead to understanding between nations and between governments. The people-to-people programs are what I feel to be the unsaid but tacit underpinning of any program like this, and so long as I am involved, it will always have that underpinning.
Dr. Basil Hedrick is the newly appointed Director of International Programs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He is also the Director of the University of Alaska Museum. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.